Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Chris Vermeulen, founder and editor of The Technical Traders. Now Chris, from a technical standpoint, let's look at the U.S. equity markets and this pretty quick recovery after that pretty quick drop that happened at the tail end of last week, and this gap on, I'm looking at a daily chart for the S&P that occurred on Thursday last week that is for the most part getting filled today. These moves coming on the back, I think, of more optimistic Fed talk about money printing and a big infrastructure plan totaling, who knows, maybe $1 trillion. That's obviously giving some traders a bit more confidence to just throw more money into these markets. But well, how are you seeing these markets set up technically?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of mixed signals out there. I mean, the risk continues to be really high. Even though the market's been moving higher substantially, we're still getting a series of huge pops and drops, big gaps in the market where one day it closes at one price, the next day it's either sharply higher or sharply lower, and then of course it reverses direction kind of the next day. And so that we had big economic news two Fridays ago. We saw a huge gap to the upside. And everyone got sucked into the market. They just a lot of shorts were covering. There was just total panic, kind of FOMO buying hitting all of last week. And I talked about, this is an extreme sentiment shift, and we've hit major resistance levels. Expect some type of pullback. And then we saw last week that huge sell-off in the equities market, that big gap down. And that gap down actually was the same gap that we saw the previous Friday on a gap up. So it created this, it's five trading sessions, creating an island on the chart. There's just a gap through there, and gaps tend to get filled. And so we had big selling last week, and now we're starting to see the market rebound with that, you know, $1 trillion potential stimulus plan. And now the market's going up to fill that gap, like you mentioned. And this is going to be a really critical week because there's a lot of damage done on the charts from a technical standpoint over the last week and a half because of this island pattern is a topping pattern. The strong selling we saw last week was strong enough to actually shift the momentum to the downside on a short-term basis. And this rebound we're seeing with the stimulus plan really is a kind of a typical reaction high after you have such an extreme down day. And of course, we're going up to fill that price gap. So over the next session or two, we're going to find out if the market's going to struggle here and roll back over and head lower, or is it just going to muscle up with the stimulus and just keep on going? And that's the tough question right now is which way is this market going? Because it's flipping and flopping with huge price gaps.
Yeah, and huge volatility too. So clearly a lot of money is rotating and moving around. But are there any certain sectors that you are watching to give you a little bit more of an idea or some insights into where future direction could be for these markets?
The bond market is still holding up. It's been drifting lower, but it has a huge bullish pattern, much like we saw several months ago, and a breakout from there, from this pattern that is forming, if it breaks to the upside, is going to be signaling serious problem in the financial markets. We've seen this happen actually three times in the last year and a half. And the gold market is doing very much of the same thing. It's got a giant bull flag forming. Even the gold miners have got a bull flag. So those risk-off assets, yes, they're not in favor right now, but they are holding their value and holding it very well while the stock market has been ripping to the upside. Typically, those things would be crashing and selling off because they're the opposite kind of side of this the trade of you're either risk on stocks or you're risk off metals and bonds. So those sectors are telling me something big is still brewing. There's a lot of fear in this market, and there's other sectors that are really all over the place, like the financial sector. It had a big gap on the chart, and I actually wrote an article about it a day ago saying, hey, XLF, the ETF for the financials, looks like it's set to fill a big gap. And today we saw that ETF open right up at that gap fill resistance area, and then it sold off all morning with heavy, heavy volume. Since then, it's bounced a bit. But I mean, there's still some tradable moves, but they happen in a blink of an eye, and they happen at the open. So you get a big gap on the chart, and that's where there's a lot of risk. Is the gap going to move in your favor or not? And you don't have much say. You can't trade it because it's happening in overnight trading.
Now, as much as we're seeing this rotation out of risk off into risk on, these risk off assets are still holding up quite nicely. You look at gold, you look at silver, you look at even treasuries. They're more or less moving sideways, maybe with a little downward bias. But we're also seeing gold stocks move down a bit more than the underlying gold price. These used to be more correlated when it came to gold stocks and U.S. equity markets. What do you think about the relationship between the two?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's interesting because what's going on with the stimulus is, I mean, as they print more money, it is bullish for metals, which means it should be bullish for miners. And because people are nervous, they're also moving into gold and miners as a safe haven play. So we have been kind of seeing them move somewhat in sync. When the stock market rallies, not all the time, not today, but a lot of times we see the stock market rally and we see gold miners rally with it. And over the last couple of weeks, we've also seen gold miners and metals rally when the stock market pulls back. And we're seeing that more often. So it is interesting that the miners are definitely, I think, starting to kind of pick up speed. They're, people want to move into them. And then when they get scared, they still want to move into them when stocks are selling off. So, I mean, the fact that they're holding up, that's the key thing. They've been trading sideways and they're really building a base and just showing that there's confidence in this sector. There's confidence that, you know, something bad is likely going to happen and gold's going to continue to go higher and then the metals should follow suit. So the relationship is fairly correlated, but we are seeing it miners hold up when there is still some selling in the stock market.
Now, when it comes to a little sell-off that the miners are going through, it's arguably a very natural correction, but it's also in the face of, yes, a lot more money printing. And I think you still need to be aware that if we get a major washout in U.S. equity markets, is that going to pull down the gold stocks? Right now, it seems like the answer, at least to me, is yes, they would both move down together. Do you think a change could happen?
I do worry about that. I do think that is a possibility. I mean, we are long gold miners. We've got a stop in place. Yesterday was a really critical pivot low in the market. It was a Fibonacci support level, and it GDXJ tagged it dead on and then had this massive reversal and a nice strong close. So there's still people accumulating these, but I do fear that if we get, it really depends on the type of sell-off we have. If it turns into a late March sell-off, where it was complete panic, mass distribution, people are just liquidating everything, and they're not being picky. They're just saying, sell everything, close it. We're definitely going to see miners get pulled down. But things, we are starting to see certain sectors, you know, kind of become favorable and falling out of favor. And that's where I think gold miners are on the edge of shining, becoming that safe haven play. But if we get into, you know, more of these 5 or 7% down days in the stock market, that to me is pure panic and people will liquidate everything and we could get another washout low in miners and it could be a great opportunity longer term because once the market stabilizes, the miners should continue to rally.
Yeah, I found Thursday really interesting when it came to the U.S. markets because it almost seemed like we were all waiting for some circuit breaker to be tripped just because it happened so much during March, but the markets never fully sold off there. So fear didn't come in and make everyone panic. There's still people buying the dip, and I think that's still the overwhelming aspect of these markets is that there is still this buy the dip mentality, which can hold up these markets. And from technical levels, hey, we still have the S&P above the 200-day moving average as much as it tested out over the last couple days. What about this buy the dip mentality? There's no denying it's still here.
Yeah. It seems like everyone's still in that buy the dip. It's every pullback is getting bought into and driven higher. I mean, the reversal we saw last week was really strong. And the chart, everyone is buying this dip and buying back into it. And we're going to find out over the probably by Friday where this market holds true. If it closes lower than where we are right now, that'll be, I think, a very much so a bearish sign. But if it can hold up or potentially push above the recent highs of last week, obviously this was just a buy the dip, and it was just a big bull market kind of buck to try and shake everyone out or get them on the wrong side. And it's going to continue to go higher for the SP to hit those February highs again. So, you know, it's right now the buy the dip has been working. From a technical standpoint, though, it may have changed last week with that downdraft and that selling that hit the market. And this is the week I think we find out if the buy the dip is still good or is, you know, going to be a failed trade.
All right. Well, Chris, we'll wrap it up there. Not much more to say. I know that these markets still are, I think you can say, climbing a wall of worry, which is crazy because of all the issues around the world. But easy money has, well, shown that these markets can stay buoyant and even rise simply because you create this much money. It does flow into the markets. And it almost seems like we're all waiting for maybe some more economic shutdowns. And that no doubt would drop these markets. But right now, there at least is a little bit of optimism. Hey, Chris, great chatting with you. Thanks for taking time. Have a great rest of the week. You and I are going to chat in another couple weeks.
All right, sounds good, Corey. Take care.